Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Well, I know that situation sounded nuts, but the I suppose I'll ask when we get to Dublin Fire Brigade, what do they take into account the fact that one of the people at the scene of the emergency was a qualified nurse, and that allows them to triage it differently? But we'll find out. But as I say, it sounds nuts, that whole scenario. Let me bring in Damien Henry. Damien, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
What happened?
What happened? Joe, yeah. I'll tell you. I work in Dublin. I have worked in Dublin for 32 years.
Right.
And I was commuting from the west of Ireland. So our four kids are all living and working in Dublin. So we decided we'd move from the west of Ireland and moved into a lovely, lovely spot, which you know so well, Mount Pelier Hill in Dublin.
Mm-hmm. Just for people, near Euston Station, behind the Aisling Hotel, yeah.
Absolutely behind the Aisling Hotel. So when we moved in this time last year, it's a busy road. A lot of little kids going up and down, and a lot of people going up and down. And we had our normal letterbox. We had to close off our letterbox because we were getting lots of things posted into the letterbox at night. Firecrackers, you name it, we got it. And so we decided we'd put up a French door, closed it off, and there's 25 townhouses in that area, new townhouses, and it's wrapped around, called Dawson Place. It's wrapped around 25 townhouses. You come in through the gate and you access each of the houses. So I applied to Unpost and got my black box out and put my black box in the area in the 25 houses beside my car parking spot.
Yeah.
Notified them, sent in the drawings office, and then they normally sent out an activation card, of which they said no. So for the last 12 months, I have begged, I have pleaded with them, I wrote letters with them, got no correspondence. I went to Cabra, asked Cabra, and he said, no, you're not going to get any letters.
So you got, Damien, sorry, the line is quite distant. Damien, you're telling us that for the last 12 months, including, I presume, Christmas and birthdays, whatever happens in the normal year, Damien, in the last 12 months, you haven't got any post.
So I haven't got my, for the last 12 months, not alone that, all Christmas presents, everything that has been posted to the country, I've got nothing, absolutely
nothing.
Are
you told to go down to the local sorting office and collect?
No, because they won't post anything into my box because they won't activate the box.
And why won't they activate the box, which you paid for and post their advertising?
Yeah, but they want a box sitting outside the door. I can't do that because my house is on the footpath. And the black box, little kids coming up and down. But the point about it, Joe, is the postman comes in the gate. My box is 30 metres inside the gate. He puts all the letters in all the houses and he passes my box literally beside him. And for some reason, they won't put my letters. My poor mum sends up the cards to my kids with the €10 every year, has done it this year and last year, done up by the letters. All the letters have never been posted. After Christmas,
never been delivered, yeah.
No, I got a phone call from a very nice man in Puss in January telling me we have a hamper here or a box for delivery. Would you come in and collect it? Went in to collect it. It was a hamper from a friend of mine, but obviously it was gone off. I can't understand. You know, we've moved from the country to be closer to work.
Just to be clear, Damien, is the new Unpost box, which Unpost supply you buy, they're keen to have people install them, especially for parcel deliveries. You have a key and Unpost have a key, isn't that
absolutely
correct?
So,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is that box, to get to that box, does the postman or woman have to walk further than your hall door? Do you follow me?
No, Joe. The postman comes in through the gate and passes all the houses, 1, 2, 3, and my box is next beside my car parking space, and he continues to 4, 5, right up to 22, 25. And for some reason, that's not their policy. I bought the box, paid for the box, put it up, sent him in the drawing, and for the last 12 months, all my posts, don't know where it is. And for some reason, they won't activate the box. I've done everything. I've gone to Cabra. I have pleaded with them, and they've said, no, if it's not on your door, we will not post it. And the postman passes right by my box.
Okay, well, let me put it another way, Damien. If you were the only person receiving mail on a given day, in your community, in the complex you live in, if you were the only person receiving mail on a given day, I know that's unlikely, but if you were the only person receiving mail on a given day, would that postman or woman have to walk further than your hall door to get to that black box?
He comes into the gate of the area. You can imagine there's gates for letting your cars in and out, and a pedestrian gate. So he has to come into the pedestrian gate, and he literally passes every day. Every day. I cannot understand. You know, we're trying to get us retired.
You're saying the employee of Unpost passes by that black box every single day.
Every single day, and he cannot put the post in because it's not activated.
Now, but surely if a post that's properly packaged and paid for has to be either delivered to you or you have to be told, please come collect it.
No, Joe, they won't do that. And we thought it was simple if we came and moved into Dublin that we wouldn't have any problems. And it has been a nightmare. All our posts, as I said, my poor mother, who is over 80, sends her 10 euros to the kids, and all those letters are gone missing. My deeds that came from the solicitor are gone missing.
But Damien, this is much more serious than I imagined. You're saying items, including deeds to a house, were posted and never arrived.
Absolutely, never arrived.
Were they returned to sender, as Elvis would say?
Well, the post office said it was returned to sender, but no, it wasn't. And as I said, at Christmas,
deeds sent back to the solicitor or the bank?
No, there wasn't.
Lisa Domenican, Lisa, good afternoon. 51551 is the text number. What happened?
Oh, just a couple of weeks ago I got home. We got a new door and it didn't have a little flap, so I got one of those boxes put on the side.
Okay.
And it's right next to the front door. It's just a normal letterbox. So I got home one day with the kids. I just picked them up and there was a slip saying, put your parcel in the green bin. And I thought, what? Why would you put it in the green bin? So I opened the back gate, because we have our green bin around the back gate.
Yeah.
And open up the green bin, nothing there. So I get the kids in the house, get them settled, go outside, start tearing through the green bin. And the reason that I was really upset, like I was very worried, I collect old iPhones. I have a thing where I collect old iPhones. I give them to people with autism to use for the Grace app. Which is, it's a picture communication app.
Okay, well done.
And when I hear that someone's buying a new phone, I sort of sidle up to them and say, hey, what are you doing with your old one? Will you give it to us? And I am getting posted old iPhones all the time.
Okay.
And a lady on Twitter had told me recently, I've got a 7 for you. I think I'm going to collect got my address.
So climb back into that green bin for me. What did we find?
Nothing. Just green, my probably not very well sorted.
And I left the parcel in the green bin. Where is the parcel?
Well, I don't know. I got really upset because I thought someone's walked past. You know the little window on those steel letterboxes?
Mm-hmm.
You could read the note. And if someone was wandering around trying the doors, which, you know, happens quite a bit, and then if you're there, they say, oh, you know, can I clean your driveway? And you say no, and they go away. They would have read it. And I thought they've reached over, opened the back gate, got my two iPhone 7s out of the bin and taken off. So I ring the number and I ring the central station of
GPO, yeah.
Yeah, and the guy's like, yeah. No, we do that now. We put parcels in bins. And I'm like, well, it's not really on. Can you find out what's happened? I haven't got a tracking number. It's just this note written and it's 4:30, I ring back at 5:30. This time I spoke to a woman and she said, I'm sorry, I don't know anything about it. And I'll try and follow up, but obviously they've all gone home. So I wait 24 hours and then the next day got back from the school drop-off, rang them again. And this time they'd already gone through to our local sorting office. So the lady I spoke to late on that evening had followed up overnight. And they said, no, it wasn't for you, it was for your neighbour. So they'd gone back, taken the parcel out of my green bin and brought it to the neighbour. Why did they do that? Because the neighbour had been waiting home all morning for a special delivery and had rung them to say, where's my parcel? The postie had realised, oh, I've put it in next door's green bin. And went and got it out and brought it over to him.
And so the phrase you
used... Okay, well, since when did we start putting parcels into bins? And they say, it's a specified place, and I said, I have never in my life told anybody to put my parcel in the bin.
Oh, this is where people might nominate. If I'm not in and you can't get the parcel through the letterbox, they said they ask you to nominate a specified safe place, like beside the bicycles or under the statue
or with
in the
my
garden.
Who's two doors up, because you don't talk to your next door neighbour, you don't like them, so can you send it to the guy two doors up? I get that, but I have never ever specified that. I'm a carer. I'm at home all the time, and so if I'm not here, then I go down to the post office in the afternoon and I pick it up. And you can tell by my accent, I do get parcels from my cousin and my sister. And that was my other worry, that, you know, my cousin had sent me a lovely care parcel full of skincare and lovelies, and it had been stolen. But I go to my neighbour, because he's getting in and out of his car a couple of days later, and he said, you heard about this parcel. And he said, I was at home, and I have never, ever specified. So not only are they throwing our parcels in the bin, but they seem to be numerically dyslexic. And I said, well, how come they didn't notify me that it wasn't in my bin? And the postie's excuse was, well, I couldn't reach in and pull out the note. So I left you thinking for 48 hours that you've got a missing parcel, and the other guy's wondering where his parcel is.
Okay, but it was in the wheelie bin, and that's wheelie true what you've just told us as well. By the way, just one thing that wasn't clear, sorry Lisa, one thing that wasn't clear, this box you have on your wall outside, is that one of the post parcel boxes, or just
No, just a normal box,
you
get it from Woody,
in a hardware,
right
yeah,
beside
yeah,
the door, yeah, it has yeah. a little flap, and it has a little window, and then you can see through the little window if you've got post or not, and you just pull it out.
Okay.
And it is really easy just to throw a note in there. What I didn't get was, why you didn't write another note and say, oh, by the way, wrong house, I gave it to your neighbour.
Okay.
So I didn't spend 36 hours freaking out wondering where my iPhone
is. Lisa, people are texting there, where can they send their iPhones to help people with autism? I don't give a home address now.
No, if they
just give the address of the green bin.
and write iPhone in coloured marker on the outside of the box, just to make sure people know.
Okay.
If they want to, they can
the
email
website.
Me, lisa@graceapp.com.
Grace
and
App.
G-R-A-C-E.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Grace, and named after my daughter, Grace, who has autism, and she helped me invent it. Yes.
Oh, you invented the app?
Yes, yes.
You developed the app?
I developed the app. Well, what I did was I came up with the idea and I drew the pictures.
Yeah.
And at the time, a teenage games app developer encoded the whole thing. So we worked together on it. The whole thing was inspired by Jerry. I did this 10 years ago, and we had a launch, and we told everybody about it. And the late Jerry rang me up and spoke to me for about 25 minutes, told him all about it. You know what he's like. If he was curious about something, he kept talking and talking.
And he got behind it,
finished the interview. And then an hour later, a producer rings me and says, people want to know how they can send you a phone. And I thought, wow, what a great idea. This idea that, you know, because 10 years ago, iPhones were really expensive and, like, you know, people were sleeping out in the rain outside the shops to get them. So it was kind of hard to have something that was for autistic people but was completely out of the reach of their parents to buy. And this person had listened to Jerry and said, I know what to do. I'll give them my old iPhone. We got that first phone, and it just inspired the whole thing. We call it iPhones for Autism. As I say, on Twitter, on Facebook, if I'm talking to somebody, I'm really cheeky. If they're saying, oh, I really like that new iPhone X, I think, well, what are you going to do with your old iPhone?
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah.
And then I'm just into your website now. I just Googled Grace App. Just Googled Grace App and it came up. Grace App for Autism on iPhone, iPad and iTouch. The Grace App for Autism helps autistic and other special needs children to communicate effectively by building semantic sequences from relevant images to form sentences. Magnificent. The app can be easily customised by using picture and photo vocabulary of your choice. Isn't that sensational? That is incredible.
Thank you. I'm very proud of it. It has helped a lot of people, about 30,000 people. Hasn't made me a penny.
I know
I'm not
that.
Rich. But you know yourself, apps just don't make money. But it is a really handy way for people who can't talk. And it's not just people with autism. It's people with Downs. It's people who have had a stroke. Mm. Because it's customizable, just say you were 65 and you just had a stroke and you want someone to change the channel in the hospital, all you need to do is take a photo. And you'd say, I want no whatever show it is, I won't name names.
Okay.
please turn on Joe Joffe instead.
Well, Lifeline Callback is finished last week. But anyway, there's lots still on. By the way, I even see on your website, Grace, you have, for example, tips, top tips to help you plan and enjoy a holiday that includes someone with autism. Isn't that
true? Yeah.
Great thinking.
Thank you.
I'll encourage people to go onto the website. Does the website tell people where to send their phones?
They contact me and I'll tell them to send them to my house.
Give me the email again and we'll put it up on the website.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Grace at.
Yeah, it's simplest.
.com. Grace is my daughter.
Yeah. How is Grace?
She's good. She's upstairs sleeping off a seizure at the moment. Unfortunately, I had to pick her up early today.
And what age is Grace?
She's 19.
Okay.
Attends a day service. Excellent day service.
Brilliant.
It was very, very good. Very, very helpful. Kept me calm. So it's all good.
Okay,
and hopefully we won't have another one for a while.
And that photograph in your Travels with Autism, that beautiful photograph of a couple, is that a stock photograph? Or where are they? Capri or somewhere? Gorgeous.
No, that's Nerka.
Nerka, and who are those two models in it?
My family. We go to Nerka every year for the last 16 years, Joe.
Oh,
we
just fantastic.
Do the same thing every year. The same little urbanisation. We might have to rent a different house, but it's on the same street.
Wonderful.
You know what the Spanish are like? They're so helpful, making it so easy for us.
So that's your family in the photograph.
Yeah, I want people to feel brave, and I want people to take their special needs family out and experience life. And I know it can be challenging, but if you just change a few things and do a few things a bit differently, you can still have, you know, really enjoyable experiences.
Wow.
And we have a wonderful time when we go on our holidays.
Oh.
I'm very strict. That's why I have all my rules and my tips. I made my little videos there.
Yeah.
But if you follow them, you can eliminate problems that might cause you stress.
And also,
and the other great thing is Dublin Airport are fantastic. They have a whole system of making it easy.
Dublin Airport. Brilliant.
Yeah, they give us a little wristband and a lanyard. And you feel like Posh and Beck. Because, they see you, they open up a door, they let you through security. Very, very helpful. So it makes a big, big difference. So,
that is fantastic.
That's why I do those tips. I have to do them on video now. It's the modern era. I used to just write all this stuff down, but now you've got to be a vlogger.
You sure did. Well, what brought you to... you said you were from Australia. Is there Australia or New Zealand? Don't get annoyed at me, yeah? And,
Australians never get annoyed.
Okay, I know that, I know
that. New Zealanders do.
But how did you come to Ireland?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yep, met him in London.
Yeah,
went for my big trip when I left high school and I met him in... I was a barmaid in the Hotel Russell.
Yeah.
And he was working as a doorman.
It was
kind of like an Irish mafia. All the doormen and the concierge were all Irish.
Okay.
And he used to chat me up when I was waiting to meet another fella.
Oh.
And
he wasn't behind the door. He wasn't behind the door himself, was he?
No, not at all, no. And he said one day, if he stands you up, I'll take you out. And he was good to his word. So here we are 33 years later.
Wow. Wow. Brilliant.
We came back for this Celtic Tiger thing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's been fantastic. That's worked out great.
Okay. Okay, so it's lisa@graceapp.com. That's completely different to what you phoned in about, but that's a magnificent... come on, guys. There's at least four in every house. And go round to the post office.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and when you email Lisa...
It doesn't matter if they're not Grace, because a lot of the time you're giving a family... with very limited income, the chance to try out the app on the
good
phone.
Idea.
And then if it works out well for them, then they can buy a good secondhand one or get the family to chip in the communion money or whatever.
Okay,
but
now
it's very, very hard for them to start out, so that's why I do it.
Okay. Now, Lisa, before you took over the programme 10 minutes ago and presented it, we were talking about green bins and specified safe places. Kathy, good afternoon, 51551. Kathy, green bins.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Oh, good.
I have teenage daughters and I myself, we order a lot of stuff online, but not things like iPhones, just cheap and cheerful stuff.
Yeah.
And we have an arrangement made with Fabulous Postman. So if we're not there, he'll just put them in the green bin, leave a little note in the door, or he might even see me locally and say, I'll pop something in your bin.
But isn't that the fantastic thing about the Irish Postal Service?
Yeah. Because it saves you having to go to your sub-post office the next day or having it returned to sender. But sometimes you might have something delivered that's a little bulky and is delivered by the van instead of the postie. So this was one occasion there a few weeks ago. And so I got a note in the door to say, sorry, we missed you. Left the package back in the sub-post office. Collect it tomorrow, whatever time.
Yeah.
So I decided I'd ring and just say, you know, is there any way you could bring it to the green bin the way our postman does?
Mm-hmm.
So I phoned the sub-post office. But without my knowing, I was packed through to the GPO.
Okay.
And I said, hi, is there any way you could drop my parcel into the green bin the way it's usually done? He was so indignant. He said, excuse me, we never put parcels in bins. And I'm like, but who is this? Is this the sub-post? This is whoever from the GPO. And so I said, am I going to get my postie into trouble here? So he said, absolutely no way. And I said, but the thing I ordered, it's a very little monetary value. It's only cheap and cheerful. I don't mind if it's taken. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Just put it in the green bin. Absolutely no way. Sorry. End of conversation. You'll have to collect it yourself.
Okay.
So apparently that is the procedure. They don't put it in green bins.
Okay. But it was a local arrangement. And that's the great thing about this country. You can have local arrangements with your friendly postman or woman. But Cathy, you got them fired, I presume. That's what happened to them. Did they hear a poor postman?
That's right, yeah.
He was only doing you a favour.
Yeah. That's right, he's on the dole now. No, this was the guy in the van who wouldn't have known our arrangement. So our own post is fantastic.
Great, fantastic. That's but Lisa's point was she didn't specify that. You did, you kept. But anyway.
Well, I did, but not to the guy in the van who wouldn't have known.
And you don't want to be putting a sign in your hall door either, say, if I'm Matty and throw it in the green bin.
Well, that's the last thing.
I just wonder, is there anyone listening who's had their parcel stolen from outside their house? Is there, because we did the flower pots a few weeks ago with Madge, I think her name was, from Portmarnock, and she's had her flower ornamental worth a significant amount of money stolen. But I just wonder, is there gangs going around watching out, following the postman and watching out for parcels if they're left? Okay, Cathy, thanks indeed.
Thanks,
Cathy. Lisa, your site is there, all right, but it's gone very slow. So I think there's a lot of people looking.
I think you crashed it on me.
No, I didn't crash it. Hopefully not. But it's graceapp.com is the
website. Yeah, or Lisa Marie Dom on Twitter. You can grab me on Twitter as well. Okay. Send me a message there.
Okay,
at Lisa Marie Dom.
Kind regards. Have you done your NERCA visitation this year, or is that ahead of you?
We were there in May. That's actually, I just looked at the site myself. That's a picture of myself and my beautiful son. He's also autistic.
Wow.
And we're standing down at Carabao in NERCA. We had a wonderful break. It was really, really good. Like, Gracie can be difficult outside her own home, but this year she was just fabulous. I think she was just so happy to have the four of us together. She likes her brother, her mum, her dad. And unfortunately, my husband works in Amar, so he's away 5 days a week. Okay. So she was just in heaven to have swimming pool, chicken nuggets every day, all the things that she likes, and her family together. It was really good.
Well, I defy anybody. Your son is a fine, handsome man, but I defy anyone looking at that photograph. You've been told before this, you look like brother and sister. You look fantastic. You do.
I hope they don't think I'm a cougar walking around.
No. You look great. You look great. And you sound great. And you're a tonic, Lisa. You're a tonic. You really are. Okay. Anytime you want another mention for that app or anything you want us to do, please let us know. That's Lisa.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Okay. See you soon, Lisa.
Have a great day yourself. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Lisa Domican with the good humour and sunshine nature we associate so much with Australia. Damon, are you still there?
Indeed I am, Joe. Indeed I am.
How are we going to sort your one out? Because Puss have sent us in a statement saying that the customer should not have installed his delivery box at this location. The general principle covered in the installation he received would have been the box would not be any further than his or her delivery point, generally the front door of the property.
Is
isn't it very, very sad when you're, the postman comes in and passes the box and won't deliver the post? I think it's a disgrace.
Okay.
And it's unbelievable, Joe, because when you actually sit down and think about it, the postmen all over the country will travel up a laneway a mile. This is 90 feet. 30 metres,
okay.
and he passes all the doors, and he won't. It's sad. Isn't it very, very sad in our country to think that...
Okay. Well, I'm baffled that your post isn't being... Because we have a brilliant postal service. Yeah.
Well, Joe, from the country, as I said, when we're down the country, the postman does absolutely everything. I moved to Dublin, and I have no post for the last 12 months. My post has gone missing. My Christmas gifts are gone missing. My parents...
And you're adamant they weren't returned to sender.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is very, very sad to think that a postman comes in the gate and the box is beside him and he will not deliver the post. How sad Ireland has gone. How sad Ireland has gone. And I spoke to all my local county councillors and they said to write to me, but sure, they can't write to me because I can't get the post. I wrote to the GPO, we'll write out to you, but sure, I've never got the letter. So, look, it's a sad day for the country. It's a sad day for the country.
We'll sort it out. Okay, Damien,
really
go to market. Okay, thanks for making a call. 51551Joe at rt.ie.